Hello, and welcome to the Public Speaking Superpowers Podcast. This is Karma Spence, your host from publicspeakingsuperpowers.com. Yes, I had moved the Public Speaking Superpowers Podcast to a video format last year and discovered that I can't do that consistently because it's just too much work given my current chaotic life. So, in an effort to be more consistent, I'm moving it back to an audio format, but these are all new episodes. My goal is to post 2 a month. One will be from me, one will be from an interview. If I can't get an interview, you'll get 2 from me, but it'll all be good information. Today, I want to talk a little bit about speaking to a hostile audience. Have you ever had to speak before an audience who was hostile toward your topic? If not, it will surely happen sometime. Today, in this episode, I'm going to give you some tips on how to ease that hostility. Tip number one. Be attentive and understand the question being raised. A person from the audience is asking you questions just for the sake of asking questions. I've seen it happen. Don't respond with sarcasm. No matter how challenging the question is, keep your cool and answer accordingly. The example that comes to mind most readily in this situation was many years ago, I went to a science fiction convention. It was focused on Star Trek, and the guest speaker was Gates McFadden, who played Dr. Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation. And there was this one guy in the audience. I actually recognized him. He went to the same high school I did. And he just kept standing up and asking stupid question after stupid question after stupid question. He was dominating the conversation and not letting anyone else ask questions. Gates McFadden was so gracious. And at one point she just said, I'm paraphrasing here. She said, why don't we give someone else in the audience an opportunity to ask a question? That put him in a spot and he finally sat down. Now that wasn't exactly hostile. He was a fan, but he was being belligerent toward the audience. And now for a quick commercial break. If public speakers were superheroes, what would their superpowers be? They could be passion, authenticity, voice, and more. And what's even better, you can have them too. You may ask, who, me? Yes, you. Order your copy of Public Speaking Superpowers on Amazon today. Find out more at publicspeakingsuperpowers.com.
And now back to the podcast.
Tip number 2, be guided by your speech. When a hostile audience bombards you with challenging questions, go back to the essence and content of your speech for the answers. This simply shows that you know what you're talking about and emphasizes the message you are trying to convey. Tip number 3, be the master of your temper. Anger management, okay? So treat your audience as you would your friends. This way, they will feel your sincerity. This also helps establish chemistry between you and the audience. No matter how a part of the crowd pushes you to be irritated, hold that feeling of being with your friends and bear in mind that you are there to talk, not to argue with the audience. Tip number 4, be honest. The more honest, authentic that you are, the more the audience will be willing to listen to you. It is far easier to deliver a sincere, authentic speech than to play games. Eventually, the audience will know that you're lying if you're not sincere in your message. So, again, just tap into your authenticity and be honest. If you don't know the answer to the question, you can always say, "That's a good question. Why don't you come up to me after the speech and give me your name and email address? I will research it and get back to you." That's one way to disarm them. Then they think, "Oh, well, maybe this person is being sincere." There are ways to answer questions that show that you're not the know-it-all, but that you're willing to work with the audience. And this often will reduce the antagonism of a hostile audience. And finally, tip number 5, be careful with your gestures. You want to be expressive, but not too powerful. Never use gestures and body language that may tell the audience you wish to dominate them. Now, you might want to check out an article by Cindy Ashton, which talks about body language. I will include that in a link in the notes for this show. But there are ways that your body says, "I am better than you." Avoid that. You want to have body language that says, I am comfortable here. I am confident here. I have authority, but I honor and respect you as my audience. So, from the preparation of your speech to the delivery of your presentation, there are a lot of things to consider when you are speaking in front of a crowd, especially of people who might not agree with you on your topic. When it comes to the challenge of speaking before this hostile audience, you need to be sure that you know your message well and that you prepare yourself for potential antagonism and obstacles. I hope these tips help you speak in front of a hostile crowd, if that should ever happen to you. I hope it doesn't, but it probably will. This is Karma Spence, your host of the Public Speaking Superpowers podcast. You can listen to more episodes at publicspeakingsuperpowers.com.